So I'm here with Dave O after a disappointing 4-0 home defeat in the FA Cup tonight to Hartley Whitney. Dave O, sum up the game in your own words for me.
Hugely disappointing would be an understatement. We let ourselves down as a team. I've said that a few times now on here over the last few weeks. Just every so often we have a really poor display, and today was one of those. Well, in the game, really, for the first half an hour, they were on top, going down the slope, but we sort of held them at bay a little bit. And then they scored a great ball in from the lad Duff, who's a good player. You know, he's been at the Southern Prem with Slough. He's a very, very good player. I don't know what he's doing playing at that level. But he's got a good cross in. And Argent, again, playing Basingstoke in a Conference South, playing in Step 5. There must be a reason why they're playing at that level. But, yeah, went 1-0 down at half-time. You think, well, in the game. And then second half, we've come out and we weren't really playing great stuff, but we were, as I said, we were in the game. And then the key moment, really, we've got Josh Harefield down in our own box, injured. Ben Toy's gone running forwards. Probably should have kicked definitely should have kicked the ball off, and we could have dealt with Josh. Lost the ball on the halfway line, they've broke, and obviously we couldn't really stop the attack because we had a player down in our own, 8 yards out. So they, you know, we couldn't play them offside. We couldn't really do an awful lot, and they've broken, scored, and 2-0, and the game's sort of over really at that point.
And you say, obviously, 2-0 and the game is over at that point. You carried on pushing, tried to get back in the game. Just after that, you had a great opportunity where you said about Josh came down the left-hand side, flashed one across the face of the goal, and maybe if that goes in, it's a bit of a different last half an hour.
Yeah, I probably a bit unfair to say the game was over, but it felt that way. You know, it was a real killer goal. But you're right, we had a great chance just after that to pull it back to 2-1. And if we'd have done that, we know we come strong late in the game, but we'd given ourselves far too much to do at 2-0. We've had to throw men forward, miss that chance. They've got a third and a fourth, and, you know, I think it flatters them 4-0, let's be honest. But, you know, they were better than us today. No two ways about it. They've got some players which are far too good to be playing at the level they're playing at. And they're lucky to have them. So, you know, good luck to them in the next round. They're going to need it up at Merthyr, but I'm sure that they'll enjoy going up there.
And you sort of come back to the third and fourth goal, and then obviously it must have felt like things were going against you. A couple of players limped off injured. Obviously the fans, you couldn't fail to notice them and how vocal they were. And then obviously the final goal, the back pass, it feels like maybe that everything's fallen down around you, and that's probably not a fair reflection of the night.
Yeah, no, spot on with that. You know, their fans were great. You know, they were very vocal and got on top of, you know, they got on there, you know, cheering their team on, which is what they're supposed to do. So full credit to them. I've got no issue with that. I am disappointed slightly with one of our fans long-term fan who was laughing and joking with an ex-Fleet player on the pitch when we need him, you know, and you know, I've got question marks over that, and that really disappoints me. So, you know, I'll keep that to myself, you know, and then maybe I'll speak to him at another time. But, yeah, that's disappointing. But in terms of their support, that was very vocal and yeah, really good. From our own point of view, you know, we've got issues with availability at the moment. We've got real issues, injuries to absolute key players. You know, Rob Carr, if Rob Carr plays today, absolute different story. He's a class player and we're missing him big time. So hopefully he can come back relatively soon. We were carrying Niggles to myself, to Jack White. They had to play. Josh Francis went off injured. We've got Harry Davis injured. You know, we've got issues with availability all over the place. But you know, the key thing today as well, you know, we've got Simba, says he's unavailable because of a work thing, which meant that he couldn't turn up till 9 o'clock. You know, what can you do? How can I legislate for that? You know, he's one of our key players. Still got Chris Hall away on holiday. It's difficult. It's very difficult. You know, there's not much we can do about it. We've not got a budget which we can bring in loads of players and put them on massive contracts, and it makes a difference, and we can demand that they're here for this, that and the other, or force that they play. We just can't do that, you know. And we've got players which are lacking a little bit in terms of experience and know-how to get through games like today. You know, once we were 1-0, we should have just saw the game through, petered that game out to the point where we could really have a good go at them in the last half an hour. But by the time we've got Simba on the pitch, he's turned up and we've had a good go at them, the game's dead and buried at that point. So yeah, today's a disappointing day. We were just talking in the office, and we're not a great team just because we have a great performance at Aylesbury, and we're not a rubbish team because we've been outdone today by Hartley, Wintney, who are, you know, they're top of step five league, rattling goals in left, right and centre, players that should never be playing at that level. So were we miles better than them? No, not really. But they certainly had players which we would have, you know, welcomed and would have loved to have had in our team, that's for sure.
And I suppose one of the old cliches in football that the games come thick and fast, and this Saturday obviously sees you host Leighton. Thoughts going into that one at the minute?
Yeah, we're gonna have to work out what we're gonna do. We've got more availability issues for Saturday, so I think Hawley's back from his holiday, and we got to see who we can patch up and get out there, because it's going to be a difficult game. They started the season relatively well. They've got some good players there. They've always got. The thing is with that, you know, that area, there's a big catchment area for bringing players in. So that, you know, they always seem to find good players. They've got Aaron Bufton there, who's a good lad that we know well. So yeah, we look forward to the game. You know, get the lads in to train and see how we can patch them up, and then we go again Saturday against Leighton.
Well, Davo, commiserations for tonight and best of luck for Saturday.
Cheers, mate.